Hi, I'm Jan Schober, chatting with Chuck Finney about what's a topic that's on seemingly everybody's lips these days, and that's worship. So, Chuck, could you give us kind of a big picture view of worship and the radio formats?
Sure. Jan, many of the stations and programs that we work with have for years had a sort of a missional intent that was worship focused, and some lean a little bit more in a less worshipful direction. But when we go talk to listeners about this whole idea of worship and Christian radio, they respond very positively, in particular the people who are the core of the format. But even when you get more out on the fringes, the positives surrounding worship, for example, help with worshiping God throughout the day as a reason for listening, show up high.
So within that teaching format, could you comment specifically on how people perceive worship?
Yes. We would have thought of worship as more music focused, like worship music. But it looks like Christian teaching listeners think of their radio stations as worshipful also. Like they're looking for things that help them worship God throughout the day, like prayer, scripture, and almost a three-way conversation, the radio station and them and God, in the way that they're listening to their radio station. Now, this isn't every single person, and everybody hears it a little bit differently, but in general, the identification of worship with the Christian teaching format is very high.
And so with CCM, how does it differ, and is it just the music?
Well, it looks like with contemporary Christian music stations that you have a broader group of listeners who are less churched than what you would get with a teaching format. And yet, a big part of the reason that they would tell you that they're there listening is for help in worshiping God throughout the day. We saw that in the Why Listen study, a nationwide perceptual study that we did in 2018, that things that are worshipful showed up as very high appeal reasons for people to listen to CCM stations.
So once a leader has grasped that this is a very important area, what would you recommend they do?
We believe that it's crucial for the leaders of a Christian radio ministry to decide the spiritual temperature for their particular ministry and make sure that they've communicated that to their team, sort of making sure that everybody's on the same page about the mission. And once they've decided that, then we would recommend that they be relentless about going and finding out where their listeners are and what they're most likely to respond to. The good news about that is Christian radio listeners in general lean in the direction of things that are more missional. In other words, the missions of Christian radio stations tend to match up well with what listeners want from those stations.
Wonderful. Thank you, Chuck. Connect further with Chuck at chuck@finneymedia.com.